This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. You've probably heard about red flag laws. That's what allows police to come confiscate the legally owned and legally purchased weapons from an individual without due process, without any kind of a normal judicial process. Basically, someone complains and says, oh, I think that person shouldn't have guns. And they go to a judge and they have a secret hearing in which the judge says, yeah, take away the person's guns, take away their Second Amendment rights. They're not considered a citizen anymore. And then the state or the city or the county, they dispatch an armed squad to go take away the person's guns. And sometimes a shooting ensues and law enforcement officials get killed, as you might expect, because people don't want a tyrannical government coming to take away their means of self-defense against the criminal element that is not stopped by law enforcement and is running rampant throughout much of America, including Los Angeles, California, and everywhere that's even close to the southern border. So now I think that we should have blue flag laws. What's a blue flag law? Well, it's a law that would allow us to arrest Democrats that are traitors to the Constitution. So any Democrat that votes for a law that violates the Constitution, that attempts to strip away Second Amendment rights or religious freedoms or free speech rights, or violates due process or anything of the kind, that Democrat lawmaker should be arrested and removed from power using the same force that they unleash against citizens under red flag laws. In other words, an armed government raid on the office of that Democrat to put them in handcuffs and take away their power in the same way that the red flag laws are taking away people's firepower. I mean, if weapons are dangerous, what about unconstitutional laws? What about lawmakers who have gone rogue? They're even more dangerous in a way because they can take away your rights and they can destroy your life and they can destroy your business and your jobs. They can take away your speech, your freedoms, your property, everything. They are more dangerous than people with guns. You know, lawmakers without restraint are the biggest threat to our nation. So that's why I'm proposing blue flag laws. Blue flag meaning they're mostly Democrats who are involved in all of this, and that's who we have to stop, because it's mostly Democrats who are taking away constitutional liberties. But this law should also apply to anybody else who's in a position of law, you know, a conservative, for example, anybody who's in that position who is violating the Constitution. Now, the best part about this blue flag law is that it should be enacted, of course, without requiring the vote of those who are violating the Constitution. So it shouldn't require voting of the lawmakers who are themselves engaging in this treason against America. Instead, the people should set up their own court system. The people's court. No, not Judge Judy and all that on TV. I'm talking about real people in real life. Set up a people's court, pass the law, and then start applying the law. I mean, why should these tyrants be able to take away the individual liberties of American citizens, but then American citizens can't protect themselves against the treason, the collusion, and the lawlessness of these lawmakers? There has to be a way to stop them. And this is how it's done. Now, we're not talking about violence against these individuals. We're not talking about, you know, hurting them or harming them. We're talking about removing them from power that they have abused. So only those who are abusing their power, only those who are violating their oaths of office, remember, they take an oath, they swear an oath to uphold and defend the Constitution of the United States. If they violate that oath, they should be removed from office anyway. And so this removal is not only justified, it's demanded by the Constitution. All those who violate the Constitution essentially nullify their own authority to serve in office, in public office. And thus they must be removed. It's just that nobody's been enforcing that. Well, it's time for the people to enforce it, or perhaps the Trump administration to enforce it. I mean, the Trump administration could simply declare, and he should do this, he can declare the California governors and or governor and mayors of different cities, he could declare them to be engaged in an open insurrection against the United States of America by protecting illegal felons, by carrying out vote fraud, election fraud, and census fraud, which is what these people in California are doing by allowing illegals to come in and occupy California and vote in federal elections and outvote the American people. That's an act of war against America, to willfully violate our borders, violate our laws, and violate our democracy, to steal the election. So it's got to be stopped. Trump can take actions right now. The people can also take actions. Anyway, that's my idea. Blue flag law. Just pass the law. Have the people declare it to be a law that's in force. And then just go start removing those people from office peacefully who are violating their oaths of office, no matter what party they represent. If they don't defend the Constitution, they should be out of there. I don't care if it's a local person, a member of the Senate, Congress, the House, a local attorney general, a governor of a state, whatever. Remove them from power. They have no right to be there if they do not abide by the Constitution. That's the law of the land. The Constitution is above everything else. And it's time that we started honoring it, and it's time that we started eliminating from power peacefully those individuals who are willfully violating the Constitution. Stay tuned. Learn more at freedom.news or read my website, newstarget.com. Thanks for listening. Before we get into the next segment, reminder that this is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. We have a fish oil alternative for those who don't want to take in fish-based products, many of which are heavily contaminated with mercury. We have a product called Ahi Flower. It's made from plants, and it's a fish oil-like supplement with many of the same essential fatty acids and the same beneficial effects on your body, but it's made from plants. It's lab-tested for heavy metals, glyphosate, and microbiology to make sure it doesn't contain E. coli or salmonella or anything like that. So check it all out at healthrangerstore.com. It's good for your health, and it's clean.